Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. I need to talk to you about what's going on in the current events right now because things are already moving in the earth. God has already begun. You really want to see what's happening through His Word. I believe He's going to make our nation. He's returning and this nation's going to become His house. I think we need to redefine what we understand as church. I've been talking about this. Lance Winona talks a lot about this too. I comment often on his website because he has an understanding of what the end time church is going to be. We see churches here in this pulpit, but church is the understanding of what church needs to shift in our understanding because people are going to see God move in multiple places now and all of this is His church. It wasn't always that way, but now it is. God's moving in government. God's going to be moving in education. God is moving in the military. God is closing doors and opening doors. I'm going to talk about that today. Here's what Lance Waddell had to say. A true apostolic church isn't just focused on Sunday services. It's engaging in business, government, education, to bring the kingdom of God and its influence to the world. We see what's happening in government right now. You have to understand something about America. All eyes of the world on America. Whatever happens in America starts happening in the world. Our vice president was over in Europe scolding them for the darkness they're allowing into their nations. They didn't like it. But because nobody is used to our government officials coming to correct them, they're used to us bowing down. But now we have strength and leadership. We have strength, and that strength is starting to pervade. Even in New Zealand, the New Zealanders, their tribes do this dance called the Haka, H-A-K-A. And I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they were having a gay pride movement in the cities. And they were doing these huge parades like they used to do in our cities, but now that's being shut down. And these New Zealanders, these tribal men, are coming out, and they confronted the whole pride, the whole parade. And they got up, and they started doing this. And they started doing these. But there was like 30 or 40 of them out there, and it stopped the parade in the tracks. But it's empowering when you see true godly leadership. It starts releasing all over the earth. And people start standing up now to darkness instead of disallowing it. Before we were under it, just amazing, just last year, and just think about, we were under the influence of that spirit. They were forcing that stuff on our children and forcing that into the schools and allowing these drag queens, whatever you want to call them, come in and start parading through our schools. That filthy spirit was moving and we were just putting up with it. And now it's being shut down because we have righteousness in our ranks. We have a president that stood against the whole nation. I don't know if you've looked at the real estate map of Washington. The whole map of Washington is covered with houses for sale. The whole thing's for sale because everybody lost their funding. You have to understand what's going on. They are shutting down the machine. These people were living off of your tax dollars. It was a farce. So many of the media outlets in the world were being funded through our tax dollars to persecute us. Tomorrow, 15,000 IRS agents will be fired or let go. And more of them will be released at the end of tax season. Because we're not allowed to fire all of them right now. There's so many things happening on a daily basis. If you're not paying attention, you'll miss what God's doing. He's cleaning the house right now. He's cleaning a governmental house, getting ready for His righteousness to move through a government institution in the most powerful military state in the world. God is right in the middle of all of it. It's incredible what's happening. When we see this scripture in Revelations to the angel of the church, Philadelphia, These things saith he that's holy, he that's true. Total end time church here. Readjust your understanding of end time church. It's not just the Sunday morning church. God is moving in his whole king priest church. Think of it from a king priest perspective. The kings and priests will reign in the earth governmentally. He says, he that openeth and no man will shut. He shutteth and no man will open. He's shutting down entire operations and he's opening new ones. Right now you're seeing a lot of shutting down. Very soon you're going to see a lot of things open. Before he opens what he has in mind, he's got to shut some things down. When this key is in operation, there is no man, there's no institution, no darkness, no devil, no strong man that can stop it. He has the key to the house. He's already instituting the shutting down and the opening of things. Today I'm going to share some things that he's shutting down. I want you to go over to Isaiah 22. If you'll understand and look at things through God-given revelation, through the eyes of the revelation of what he's doing, you can spiritually discern. I mean, literally, there are people out there calling Trump the Antichrist. I mean, how dumb can you get and still breathe? This man stood against so much darkness and so much persecution. He's already set up a department of faith for the church that works now with Pamela Bondi. I don't know if you know this, but the Department of Faith now works with Pamela Bondi, which is our attorney general, that if churches get persecuted, they're coming to your rescue. There'll be no more persecution from the government. Trump has already signed an executive order. The church will not be persecuted. You don't understand. If that fallen administration of that man that couldn't even stand on his own two feet would have won the last election, or his protege, you wouldn't have freedom of worship very much longer. They hated everything we stood for. Now God appointed a man that loves everything God stands for. Liberty and freedom. The Baron Rothschild controlled the banking system. In 2017, he put out an article. They don't talk very much. You never hear their name. You ever wonder why you never hear the names Rothschild, Rockefeller very often? Unless it's Rockefeller Center or whatever. They don't want you to hear because they control the international money machine. They're the ones you never hear about. Anyway, he said something. He said, Donald Trump is threatening to destroy the New World Order. Their order. And so they threw everything they could at him for 7 years. And now he has stopped the New World Order in his tracks. Give God glory. That order will come back in the tribulation, but not now. I think God's quite possibly purchased 20 to 25 years of liberty with this election. Or longer, he shut down the whole machine that was wanting global suppression. For however long God wants the church now to be here, he will have the liberty and freedom to do so. But God is orchestrating a nation now, and you need to understand this. This nation's about to be God's lighthouse to the world. But before he does that, he's shutting some things down in this nation, and he's going to reopen things. We're only in the beginning of what God's doing. Look at what he's done with the media. He has shut their voice down. They were controlling the narrative of everything. They controlled the thoughts and the narrative before. Now they don't even have a voice. I don't know if you watch them when they try to persecute Trump. And he'll say, who are you with? He goes, I don't know if you're aware of this, but nobody's listening to you anymore. This lady from CNN interrupted him while he was signing an executive order. He goes, excuse me, but I haven't given you permission to talk yet. Before, when he would do that kind of thing, I mean, they had such an incredible hold over people. Elon Musk broke that, shattered it. they can't run their news the way they used to. Used to, there's three men in a boardroom that decided what was news, what was it wasn't. All of the different news, they would all spout the same thing, same lines. They would send out the narrative, and every one of them would spout the same thing. All that's shattered now. They don't control the narrative. People do now. Truth is the narrative. I mean, news travels so fast. Bam, 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 bam. What's next? What we will see happen, in my humble opinion, this year, is what I'm going to talk to you about. He opens, he shuts. Isaiah 22. I believe this is going to happen, not even in the latter part of this year. I believe we are in the time now. Look at America as a nation that God has chosen to become his house. Everyone will still have freedom and liberty, but I'm telling you, this nation will come full force back to God. And God's going to use it as a global lighthouse and a global evangelism machine to the world. They're going to see the freedom, the liberty, the prosperity. I believe our nation will be free of all $35 trillion worth of debt. I believe you're going to experience a level of freedom and liberty and blessing will come over this nation like never before. We're all going to be staggered at what's about to happen. Well, where is it? God is cleaning the house right now. Thus saith the Lord, verse 13, go get you into this treasurer, even Shebna, which is over the house. He was the treasurer over the house of Jerusalem. He was had the treasury pin. And God, you have to understand, all of these are prophetic implications of an end-time house. He was lifted up in pride, but when God decided it was time for him to step down, God ordered his firing. And he was very strong about it. If you look at verse 18, he said, he will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. And there thou shalt die, and there the chance of thy glory and thy shame will be to the Lord's house. He was firing him. He ordered his firing. And he called a man named Eliakim to take his place. Now, this is actually a very prophetic chapter because Zechariah 10 actually mentions this chapter. And Zechariah 10 is an end-time prophecy of the glorious war horse that will run in the last days. And he mentions this chapter. So we're in the midst of watching prophetic revelation unfold over our nation and unto the world. Verse 20 said, it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim. I will clothe him with thy robe, strengthen him with thy girdle. He's speaking of a treasury robe. I'll commit thy government unto his hand. He will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah and to the key of the house of David. Say the key of the house. I will lay upon his shoulder, he will open and none shall shut. He will shut and none shall open. He'll have the power of the treasury. Well, right now, that we know Eliakim was a type of Christ. We know it's the same. It's the only time the key of David's mentions here in the book of Revelations. So we know this key is already moving because already there's a firing. Now listen, had Trump appointed Congress to clean up any one of these offices, nothing would have happened. God in his genius called the wealthiest man in the earth to do this. He put it in his heart to do it. I believe Elon Musk is like a forerunner of someone who would have the seven spirits of God. His innovation is unmatched by anybody. I mean, not only does he send rockets up, he catches them coming down. Nobody had ever seen anything like that. He does it all the time now. He built electric cars. He's got the Starnet. Is it called Starnet? Starlink. And when there's a fire or there's the floods, the earthquakes and all the towers, he can send his trucks in. They come rolling in one after another and he can set up cell phone coverage because all his is satellite. And every one of those rockets are going up. He's building a global satellite network. Soon he'll have his X phone out. I'll change over in a heartbeat because this man appreciates freedom of speech. Everybody's worried, well, he wasn't appointed for this. Neither was anybody else. And he goes, he's going to spy on your stuff. Yeah, I'm sure the wealthiest guy in the world worried about your $2. This lady come up. She goes, she was on welfare. I mean, she goes, listen, I got news for all you. He goes, I'm telling you, the wealthiest man in the world don't care about my Social Security. But God called this man, put in his heart, to discover trillions of dollars. I don't think he even understood what he was going to discover. But he didn't go to Congress and pull a couple of congressmen. Listen, most congressmen are not good businessmen. They're good congressmen, but they're not good businessmen. God put businessmen in the White House. They do business in great waters. They know how to run. They're going to run this country like they run their business. That means you're going to fire and you're going to hire the right people. So he, did you know, Elon gets these young men. He hires these brilliant kids with IQs all above 180. And he hires them 20, 25 years old. And they go into the departments and they write an algorithm that searches out all the waste. And they're finding all this waste. And all the ones that have been living off of your money, they're the ones throwing the biggest fit. Because their money machine is stopped. Suddenly, God starts firing. They're finding $60 million like it's 10 cents. Billions and billions of dollars. Right now, they're estimating over $500 billion a year is wasted. Stolen. They're giving money to nonprofits that don't do anything but hire themselves and make a whole lot of money. $50 million to condoms in Gaza? Really? I mean, those are just some of the things. $50,000 for a drag queen show in Peru? How about this? $20 million. For Sesame Street in Iraq. An Iraq Sesame Street. $20 million. Looks like somebody did it for $100,000. This kind of money's been flowing like that forever. They sent out, one guy was given a contract for $5 million. He was to build houses. He built them out of sand. All this is out there. Your tax dollars sent out like that. So Trump ordered shutting down. That's just USA. They hadn't even gotten the big stuff yet. They're now moving in the Department of Education. They'll be moving into the military. They'll be moving into the IRS. They'll be moving into all the departments. FEMA, you know, the ones they said they had no money for the people in North Carolina, had $100 billion. They diverted it to the illegals to fund them, to give them their money, to build a voting block that would vote against your liberty and freedom. God's ordered the firing of the Shebnas. He's cleaning the house up. He's going to go in to the Federal Reserve. That's never been audited. Fort Knox, they just had a thing yesterday about Fort Knox. Elon, when are you going to send your Doge boys into Fort Knox? He goes, well, I'm sure they do that once a year. The last time they did an audit, that's where all the gold is. It was 1973. The last time anybody's even been down there to look how much gold's there. See what's wrong with our country? We don't know where is and who's in control. And all that's going to get set in order because a plumb line has been dropped over Washington. So they rejoice to see the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel's our king. He's already dropped the plumb line down. His hands are a company of kings and a company of priests, politicians, people in authority, kings, to execute divine justice in the land. The firing of those who did not get it right, because God is going to call a nation to do His will in the last days. It's not just going to come out of church. Long are the days. You're watching a revival happen, but it's happening at a governmental level right now. They're weeding out evil. They're plucking them out of cities. They're plucking evil out of the city. They're stopping evil at educational level. The poisoning of children. The poisoning with the doctrine. He's shutting the whole thing down. They're firing the whole department. This lady, she's in charge of the Department of Education. She was in the wrestling industry or something. And Trump told her, they say it out loud. He goes, I'm hiring you for one thing. I'm hiring you to fire this whole thing. I'm hiring you to take it apart. Bring it all back to the states. All we're going to do is say, you can't have this, this, and this. Because a nation of liberty and freedom is returning. You're watching God already move, but right now He's cleaning up the financial machine. It's a big, big issue. It's going to take months to clean this up. He's going to clean it up. He's bringing everything into a divine order. Firing who needs to be fired. He hadn't even got his FBI guy in yet. When he gets him in, holy moly. You're going to watch God do marvelous things. Kings and priests will run together. The church and government will move together under the will of God. But God is about to release the greatest single wealth transference in the history of all the world. And it will happen in this country as He opens the house of David right into the middle of this country. Before He does it, He's cleaning the house. He's firing the Shebnas. And he that has the key is going to open the treasuries, and those treasuries are going to return, and this nation is going to be number one on his agenda. Why? Because he's going to build a lighthouse in this nation, and he's going to send that light into all the world. They're all watching right now, the ones that have been given to darkness. They're already being empowered. Voices are being empowered that didn't have a voice before. It's all reverberating. We're just getting started. God will also return the glory. That's the part the government can't do. That will come from the church. The glory will return. But kings and priests will move together. Those are government, people in high places, businessmen. All will move together under divine harmony, and everything that's out of order will be set into order. Drugs will stop moving through our borders. It's just a matter of time. He's going to send our military over that line and purge that whole border of the cartels. They're going to close the loopholes. They're going to shut down. All the pride flags have been moved. He already signed executive order. There's not going to be any DEI hiring. There's not going to be any transgenders in our military. There's no room for that. He's going to shut down the tunnels. These nations, they won't. He's about to release tariffs now. If you're listening to him talk, you have to understand what he's saying. He said from 1880 to 1913 was the single greatest economy America ever had. And there was no taxation. That's what he said. There was tariffs. And there was more money coming into our nation through tariffs. Tariff is making another nation pay to bring their goods and service. Why? Because we are the consumers of the world. Everybody wants to do business. Trump knows this. We've been running deficits, letting people bring their goods and services over free, and they charge us arm and leg for our goods and services. All that's stopping. He said in 1888 to 1913 was the greatest time of prosperity. And he said, I intend to bring that time back. You know what happened in 1913? The conception of what you understand as the Federal Reserve. Your banking system, the dollar bills in your pocket, that is not an asset. Those are all debt instruments, by the way. It's all a debt instrument. It's an instrument of debt. It's created. It used to be gold back, not anymore. 1960, Bretton Woods Conference, they took the gold back standing. All it is free print and press. Do you think God's going to leave that thing alone? Oh, no. God's got his side on that one. Nobody's ever touched. Kennedy tried to touch it, and look what happened to him. Trump's God's man. They are going to take it on. It's just a matter of time that institution. When you hear people say the dollar's going to die, the dollar's not going to die. The dollar's going to shift. The dollar's going to transform. It's just going to go from a Federal Reserve note to a Treasury note. Because the Federal Reserve, they put federal on there, but it has nothing. How many of you understand that is not a government institution? Do you understand Federal Reserve, those big buildings you see? That is not a government institution. In fact, their chairman Powell came out and they said, what if we want to audit? He goes, you're not allowed to audit us. He goes, we're a private institution. Before Ben Bernanke, he was before Congress and he was the chairman. They were asking where $500 billion went. He goes, I don't know. Karen goes, you don't know where $500 billion went? He goes, well, we just send it to the central banks and they loaned it out. Whoever they want to loan it out, that's not our business. Well, all that's going to change. You're about to see a country come into a divine alignment of heaven because God's put the plumb line down over Washington. And nobody's going. When that plumb line comes, it's a rod. It's like the rod. He said, I will send the rod of Zion. When the rod of Zion comes down, everything will align to God's will. Finances, media. No more lying media to control the masses. That's already been broken. No more lying politicians. They all lost their jobs already, and they ain't got started yet. When you hear them howling on the news, because the free days of your tax dollars going to all this is over. Amen. There's so many things moving at a government level because the kings are moving forward under the wisdom of God to create a nation under the divine order of God so the house of David can come and rest and return to a whole nation. Church, kings, and priests operating in unison and one accord. And we haven't even seen the glory return yet. Wait till the glory shows up. The thing that man cannot do. Health and human services are fixing to get all. Your food is about to change. They make a different bag of Doritos for Europe than they do for America. Because Europe won't let them put that stuff in there. All these things they're putting in our foods about to change. All these fast food companies that are putting all this garbage in food, they'll be made to change all their ingredients. Because they just put RFK Jr. in. And I don't know if you're aware of this. But when he was sworn in, he said, I prayed for 20 years every single day to our God to put me in office so I could change the health of this nation. 20 years he prayed. And he goes, this man, right, and he pointed to Trump, could see that I was carrying this mantle. I mean, you're talking about an order, a governmental order, an order, true order, not control. Police, you're going to see communities. Our HUD secretary, you know, they just found $100 billion. It was actually $160 billion. The HUD secretary. Because it wasn't going to the inner cities. And they're about to release that money into the inner cities. Because wicked people, Shebanas, were in control of the purse strings. And God's putting righteous people over. And these are just funds that are released in the government. You're about to see funds released to church people. Say, church people. A wealth transference is coming to us, to the church people. A benevolent society is going to emerge out of this. Poverty is going to be driven out. abundance is going to be everywhere. It'll be like the days of Solomon. Silver was such abundance in those days, they walked right past it. They literally said it was stones laying in the street. It was worthless because there's so much abundance. He said the glory of the house would be greater than Solomon. It's coming to our nation. You should be thankful of what's happening. Pay attention to what's going on. So the Lord's having me minister this. I don't always get in the political thing, but he's moving in the political right now. I'm watching him do it. He's bringing the plumb line over Washington, and everything's going to align whether they like it or not. They can squeal all they want, but God's still going to do it. It's already set in motion. The king of France, whatever they call him over there, prime minister of France, he's so shaken, he's calling all world leaders now to talk about Trump. He can talk all he wants, but nothing's going to stop this. God has set this in motion. He's returning the house of David. He's going to align our banking system and align our economies. Our health is going to be aligned. God's doing this. The church is fixing to explode with glory. There is no generation has ever seen what we're about to see. Prepare yourself, ready yourself. This day it's already happening. God's already moving if you're watching what he's doing. What you should be is say, get up in the draft and say, I'm next. Get up and say, I'm next. I was starting to get an issue. All January I was getting a big issue. I'm telling you what, I'll say, I'm upset. I'm watching him move. I'm like, we should be getting this right now. But your time comes. There's an order to these things. It's going from top to bottom now. But there's a time. Your day comes. Your heart is right. You're serving God. You're watching what he's doing. You're aligned in your heart. You're aligned with his purpose. You're aligned with his word. Your day will pull. Because God has a plan for every single one of us in this last days. This lighthouse is going to be a city set on a hill, and he's going to explode that glory into every nation. From top to bottom, government, everything. There's not a... So it's like the Capernaum inheritance. And I'll close with this. When the Lord came in the earth, when they rejected him in Nazareth, he went to Capernaum. The first place he went was to Capernaum. With the Capernaum inheritance, he didn't leave one single part of that. The reason he rebuked them so strong, because he gave them a testimony like nobody ever had. First thing he did, he stepped right into their number one industry, which is the fishing industry. They were a fishing town, and their biggest industry was the fishing industry. And the first thing he did is he has a revival. He goes into Peter's mother-in-law's house. She's sick. He raises her from the dead, and he has a huge revival. The whole city came out. Bam, revival started. They said they're all healed. Next day, he steps into their boat, or one way he may have stepped in their boat before, but he steps into Peter's boat. Peter been fishing all night. I don't know why Peter's fishing me, because he never caught anything. I mean, they were fishing all night. They were bringing their boat in, and the Lord steps in. And he lets him preach out of his boat. If you'll ever let the Lord stand up in your business and preach out of your business, if you let the Lord stand up and offer what's yours to him. Peter gave him his whole boat. James and John, their boat was next. He said, launch out in the deep. And then Peter goes, look, we've been doing this all. I know you're the Lord, but we've been doing this all night. This is our thing, Lord. We do this for a living. It's not time to go fishing. Fish bite at night. We cast the net at night, not during the day. He said, launch out in the deep. Let down the net. They caught so many fish that day. It said it filled the boat. The overflowing had to fill the other boat up. Peter was so taken, he fell on the fish. He laid prostrate on the fish. He said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He'd never seen anything like that. The glory was manifested. They brought the fish in. And I believe that day, because he called them, follow him. I believe he gave him a 3.5 year blessing that day. There was so much there. It overflowed, almost sank both boats. Because he called them to follow him. And I think he provided for all of them that day. 3.5 years. Paid for. Matthew, tax collector. He gets saved. His protege gets saved. His protege comes and says, does your master pay taxes? And he says, go cast. All this was done in Capernaum. Go catch fish. The first fish you catch, there'll be a coin. Pay it for all of us. He was testifying to the Capernaum, to the financial industry. He was testifying to the IRS. How about the centurion? He was the military guard of Capernaum. He was in the police. They were in charge of order. Remember the centurion? He sent his servant. He said, whoa, tell him he don't have to go to my house. Just speak the word only. I'm a man of authority. I understand authority. All he has to do is speak. And I know my servant will be healed. The Lord said, oh, great is your faith. Your servant is healed. Testified. He said him and his whole house were saved. How about the nobleman? Oh, here we go. The politicians. The nobleman. Showed up. Capernaum. His nobleman, Capernaum. See how he's hitting every part. The nobleman comes. And he said, Lord, help my son. He goes, and he says, unless you see signs and wonders, there's a group of people out there. If they don't see God, they won't be saved. He goes, you won't believe. They just, because they live in another realm. Their human sufficiency is so advanced that they don't believe in God. But he said, unless you see signs, you won't believe. And his son was healed that day. And it said him and his whole household were saved. That day. About the same hour the Lord spoke that. How about Jairus? Say Jairus. He was the head of the religious circle. The hardest people ever to reach is the religious people. He was head of the synagogue. It was the centurion that helped pay for that synagogue they were in. He was head of the synagogue. Member of the Lord on his way came into Capernaum and remember the lady grabbed his hem. He said, who touched me? That happened at Capernaum because he was on his way. He had the healing power of God. He was going to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead. And when he walked in there, who do you think was there? All his religious people were there. And there was so much unbelief in the place, he had to take him out of the house. And they laughed at him until he comes out with her whole. And testified to the entire religious sector by raising the dead. All of these miracles and signs were done to every strata of society in Capernaum. God will redo that. There is not a single industry or strata of society God's not going to touch. With his glory in this hour. It'll be very hard to stay lost in this nation in the coming days. The goodness of God will pour out in an unprecedented manner. His glory, worship be filling the house. Right now you have a faith office and you have a lady, whether you like it or not, Paula White, but she can walk in that place and pray all she wants. She has an office now, a faith office for the protection of the church that has the president's ear. And you're going to come against her? Don't find an issue with people. Just thank God. That God be grateful that there's a president that wants your liberty. Because we could be doing this in persecution right now. They could be ordering the shutting down. Well, you can't even say his name. That was where that whole thing was headed. Now we have total liberty and a president that speaks openly of God. I don't know if you heard him. He said, listen, I kind of believe in God. When that bullet grazed his ear, he goes, something happened to me. He was talking to the people and Paul White was there, all the ministers. He goes, something happened to me that day. He goes, I just got to tell you something. He was doing a prayer breakfast for all the ministers. He goes, something happened. I believe. He knows God. And he said, God's the one that preserved me to do this. In his Christmas message, he's given thanks for the birth of Christ. Listen, these are unprecedented times we live in. Keep aware. I think if anything I'm sharing with you today, stay aware understand the message we've been given in this house and look at what's happening, you'll see these things are starting to unfold now. It's not going to unfold. It's already started. It's amazing. And I think at the end of this year, things will be in full fifth gear. Glory. It's an amazing time we live in, and we should all thank God and give glory. I mean, Mel Gibson, he's got a voice now. He goes, throws Brandon Lake. He goes, we need to see more of this in every city, with Brandon Lake having whole stadiums worshiping God. He goes, we need to see this in all the cities. Because now is a time. I turn the TV off because I don't want to hear any of these people. But now I'm paying attention. I'm glued to what's happening because I'm interpreting the events that are happening out of the Bible now. And it's just an amazing time we live in. Because you got to know when your time is up. You got to know when you're ready. You're in the draft now. You're about to receive. And get ready. God is on the move. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.